A word from the author. I want to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for taking the time to read or listen to my newest novel, Sleeping Beauties. The idea that someone would give their time, which we have so little of, to my work is truly breathtaking, and I appreciate it every day. I plan to continue to write as a passion and a career for the foreseeable future, and your support is my inspiration as well as my motivation. I truly hope that you enjoy this new story and that it keeps you guessing and anticipating until the unbelievable end. I hope you will consider following along with me as I continue to release new stories in the future. I have developed a presence on multiple platforms so that you can connect with me wherever best suits you. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart, and I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on Sleeping Beauties. This book is dedicated to my friends, family, and colleagues who have supported me in this dream and journey. This path is not an easy one, but I am the most stubborn person that I know, and I don't often enjoy when things are easy. I expect this to be a long uphill battle, and I am looking forward to it. These amazing people in my life have embraced that chaos with me, and I will never be able to tell them enough how much it means to me. I love you all. This is for you. A dream does not become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. Colin Powell. Chapter 1. Damaged Goods. A Stranger. I knew it immediately after snatching the newest girl off the street from in front of her house. I knew she was too old. 4 to 8 years old, that was the range, and at 10, she was out of it. But by the time I confirmed it, it was too late. I couldn't just let her out of the car at that point. She would have ruined everything for me. The issue was that buyers just weren't interested in them once they were older than 7 or 8. Most of the people who bought from me had a philosophy about their purchases. Buy young and train hard so that the little shits would be obedient as they got older. If they started to train them after a certain age, there were problems. What that meant for me was that I would have to either sell Layla Crawford for dirt cheap and still have to do all the heavy lifting, or just do away with her and move on to the next one. Killing them was never the first solution, and it was never part of the initial plan. Whatever happened to them after I sent them off to their new home was not my business or my concern. But what happened up until that point was. It wasn't so much that I was opposed to the killings. That part didn't bother me much. As a matter of fact, I figured it would probably bring about a special delight. They were such a pain in the ass to deal with that it almost wasn't worth the trouble. The problem with killing them was that it would bring a good amount of heat down on anyone who could be connected back to the child. It was a long shot that they would suspect me of anything, but it was still unnecessary attention. If the best option turned out to be killing her, it would have to be organized and the disposal would have to be perfect. Quiet and isolated, somewhere no one would ever find her. It helped that she was so petite. It was the reason I'd chosen her to begin with. She looked younger than she was, but my clients had a keen eye for that sort of thing. They could see a bad buy a mile away, and by the time I'd realized it, it was already too late. What made it worse was that I hadn't muted the microphone when I'd put her on the webcam for potential bidders to see. She'd spouted off some phrase about how she wanted to go home and about how her 10th birthday was in a few days. After that statement and the blink of an eye, half of my potential buyers disappeared from the auction. Hell, I could have killed her right then just for that, never mind the extra work and discounts she was going to cause me. I stared at her with all the menace I could muster as she cowered in the corner, asking over and over again to go home to Mommy. I shook my head intensely and put one finger in front of my lips, signaling for her to be quiet. Shut up, you little bitch, I wanted to shout. I knew I couldn't, though. It wasn't professional, not on a live feed. Besides that, I couldn't hand over a bruised or damaged product. I continued to monitor the chat box, wanting to capitalize on any offers or questions that came up. There was one